They love Star Wars. They love comic books. But they really love football. It's Nick and Cecil.
Here's former Bronco Nick Ferguson and DenverFan.com's Cecil Lamb.
Let's get to that. Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. It's Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. And the stars come out at night. We go to the hotline to talk to Brittany Hoots, who is a Denver Bandits defensive tackle. Brittany, good evening, and welcome to Nick and Cecil. I've talked to plenty of defensive tackles in my lifetime. And y'all that play in the middle, you know, you got to be a little bit crazy. So what is it about playing in the middle of the defensive line? This is in the WNFC. What is it about playing defensive tackle that you love and enjoy so much?
Well, first of all, thank you guys for having me on. But I absolutely love being a D tackle. It's a lot of grit. You get to use your speed, quickness, your hands. A lot of, you know, rough and kind of crazy things go on in the line. Some that, you know, the refs see, some that they don't. As we know with any O-line and defensive players.
Right.
But I mean, I love it. And it's interesting because as a defensive lineman, you're typically smaller than the O-line, or at least in our league. But a lot of us rely on our speed, our handwork, our footwork, that sort of thing. And so I really like trying to beat them off the line, off the ball, get through the gap, and make a play. I'm always looking for the quarterback because, you know, I want to make plays. And as D-line, you don't always get to make the plays that the linebackers play, or, you know, make. So, you know, we got to get in there and get some for ourselves sometimes.
Now, Brittany, what was it that attracted you to the game of football opposed to other sports?
Well, I mean, I'm like a lot of women that are playing women's football or, you know, have played, a lot of us are athletes from other sports. So part of it for me was I've always been a huge football fan. I'm a third generation Denver Broncos fan, grew up with brothers, my dad, you know, everybody, my brother played football overseas and played semi-pro and college ball and stuff. So I've just always loved football. I've always wanted to try it. And I actually started out coaching as a strength coach for a team in Savannah, Georgia when I was there in grad school. And it was a semi-pro team, and that's kind of how I got into it. I was like, wow, this is amazing that women are out here tackling each other, playing actual football, learning the game. And that's kind of how it got started. So when I came back to Colorado, you know, I was looking for a team to be a part of and ended up falling in with like the most amazing group of dedicated women and ownership. And here I am. So.
And that's what it takes. Denver Bandits football. Defensive tackle Brittany Hoots joins us now. It's real women, real football, real hits in the WNFC. This is full pad. This is full hits, full contact. And you like hunting those QBs because like in all football, quarterbacks are kind of, you know, they're kind of the type of person you want to maybe tackle to the ground once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while. Every once in a while.
Get after those quarterbacks and take on those big hits. How did your brothers, how did your father react to your choice to play football? I remember when my son was in Pop Warner and his center was a girl and she was like their best player. And
right,
all the
yeah.
guys on the team like rallied around her because other teams I remember would like pick on her and obviously say like awful things. And these guys are like 10 or whatever. And so
right.
her teammates like really rallied around her and she was tough as nails.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I've seen some younger girls that I've coached as a strength and conditioning coach, you know, helping them with like their combine stuff and everything just as young players, like high school, middle school players. And they are, I mean, it's, there's some gritty players. But yeah, you know, it's interesting when I first started coaching, you know, the coaching staff that I was working with kept being like, oh, you should play. We know you ran track in college. Like you're a power lifter. You know, they kept trying to get me to do it. And I was like, ah, I don't know. I've never played before. I've always loved the game, you know? And my dad was like, well, you know, I think he was a little worried about me getting hurt, to be honest, at first, which is natural for any parent. And, you know, it's
right.
a big concern with football in general,
right.
Even though yet, you know, my brothers had been playing forever and I've seen them take some gruesome hits. But I was like, yeah, you know, okay, you know, and I kept coaching and stuff. And I remember when I first wanted to play, I told them, I was like, well, I want to do the hitting. I've always been on that side of it. You know, I'd rather do the hitting than be receiving the hits.
Yes, absolutely.
But I told them, I said, you know, well, I just won't get hit. And they laughed at me, you know, because I hadn't played yet at that point. So I was like, I'm just going to be faster than them. So I just won't get hit. And they were like, my brother was like, yeah, until you get your clock cleaned, you know, like football doesn't work like that. Everybody gets hit, you know? So, but yeah, since then they've been incredibly supportive. Once I told them, I was like, listen, this is something I want to do. And my family's always been great about that. We're a big sports family. So my brother actually came on and coached with us for a little while. So he coached when he was in between, you know, like traveling to play in Australia, played in Turkey, college and stuff. And so he helped us out quite a bit in on D&O line and some linebacker. And so it's actually been a really great bonding experience to be able to, you know, call and talk to my dad about, you know, schemes or drills or plays or, you know, like what I think about this or that. And so even though we've always talked about sports in our house, it's just an extra level, and it's awesome to have, you know, them supporting us and are supporting me, supporting our team. My husband actually coaches for our team as well. He's our wide receiver and our tight ends coach. So, yeah, it's kind of like a whole family affair now.
So Brittany, you know, for those individuals who've never watched you guys play, what can you say to our listening audience to let them know, okay, well, here's what our game is opposed to what you might have thought that it was going to be?
So I think a lot of the questions I get, or just questions like my family gets or anybody gets when they're like, oh, she plays football or I play football, is, of course, are you playing with real pads? We get asked if it's the lingerie league all the time. We get asked, you know, all these questions. And I have to explain to everybody, this is legitimate football. If you come to a game, you're going to see a football game. It's no different than any other game you would go see, you know, high school, college, semi-pro of men's. For us, we were previously using NFL rules. And I believe this year we're now doing NCAA rules just because there were some, I think, differences that had to do with player safety and stuff. And, you know, they changed it just a little bit. So all the same rules as there would be, you know, with how many feet you have to have in, when you're catching, you know, to make it touchdown or be in bounds, all that. Everything is, it's exactly the same. So I've had a lot of people come and either watch or start following us on social media. And I've had a lot of guy friends and just people that I know that are like, wow, this is legitimately football, you know, or people will be like, I wish I could watch football year round. And we're like, well, now you can, because we're in the spring and, you know, the NFL is in the fall, college football is in the fall. And yeah, so I mean, it's going to be real football. Definitely real, real hits. I've felt several of them. So I can tell you that for a fact.
It's Denver Bandits football defensive tackle Brittany Hoots joining Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. Brittany, final question for you. Appreciate your time and thank you very much for joining us. I want to go back to the first people we compete against largely are our classmates or our family. And Nick, Nick knows this story. I'll share it with you briefly. Like, both of my sisters were, they were both valedictorians of their class. I was like a C and D student. They were all state in volleyball and basketball. My oldest sister, Carrie, went and played college volleyball. So they were very athletically gifted. And everyone always looked at me and like, when are you going to be like that? So we always had great competition. And my shining moment as an athlete, this says a lot about me, is when I ripped my sister's backboard out of her garage when I dunked on her head in Aurora. Like, after years of torture and punishment of her whooping my ass in any sport ever. So tell me about that competition, because my sisters and I, we competed. You know, they were great. I wasn't. But, like, that competition was outrageous and outstanding. What was the competition like in your household with your brothers?
So, I mean, there's a little bit of an age difference. So I'm 4 and 5 years older than them, and they're a little over a year apart. So they're really close in age. So their competition was a little bit more. However, we were all baseball and softball players. So we did that a lot. So the drywall in our house has several holes that I think are still present. In fact, I think like a couch might be covering one of them right now, at my parents' house, you know, and it's been like 15 years or something. But we would do that. And I remember playing hockey and goalie, you know, like with the pillows on your knees and the laundry basket with my brothers. We did BMX racing, wrestling. My brothers were really big into wrestling. So somehow, even though I wasn't a wrestler, I had to learn all the moves and be an extra person for them to practice on. So, I mean, our sports were a little bit different other than that. But we definitely pushed each other. We're very competitive and we're also very supportive of each other. So I ran Division II track, ended up doing that in college. And then one of my brothers played junior college baseball, and then the other one played college football. So we're a very athletic family, but yeah, things definitely got heated at our house. There was several smackdowns and incidents and things being broken, that's for sure.
Wow, smackdown, that sounds like WWE. And when you said, you mentioned something about sheetrock, Brittany, I was like, yeah, it's going down in the household for sure. I'm sure your parents were not too happy about that. Before we let you get out of here, I want you to tell our listeners where they can find out more information about you and the league itself.
Absolutely. So our league, the WNFC, as you guys have mentioned, they can check it out. WNFCfootball.com is our website. And it has all the information that you guys could need. We have a streaming service, which is Vire Network this year. So it's VYRE. They're going to have all of our games, our content, interviews. They're doing a show, a league of their own that they're working on, just to kind of go through what it's like to be a female football player at this level, and all the things we go through, the trials and tribulations and the heart that we put into it. So that's going to be on there. And you can also check out our sponsorships. Everything like that is on there. You can also find all the teams on that website. So the Denver Bandits is on there. Otherwise, it would be WNFCfootball.com/Denver Bandits. And you can also find the Denver Bandits information on Facebook just by searching Denver Bandits. And so we're always looking for, you know, community partnerships, sponsorships, people to get involved, stuff to do at halftime, stuff that we can do in our community to build more community relationships and make people aware of what we're all about, but also to inspire, you know, young girls, the next generation, and young boys, everybody really, to be active, you know, and get out there and play some football and do some sports, try something new. So if anybody ever, you know, wants to get in contact with us, absolutely. Our Facebook page is probably the easiest way to shoot us a message, and the ownership and the admins will get back to you and we can get in contact with you.
Well, Brittany, keep on doing inspirational things. I love what you guys do. I got a chance to meet you and your team down in Golden, Colorado last season. And I have to tell you, man, Cecil, it is actual football. It's real hitting out there. I even jumped out of my clothes once going, ooh, that was a big hit, right? So I'm a football fan through and through, so I love what you guys are doing. Always feel welcome to come back to the Nick and Cecil Show because our mics will always be open. So keep inspiring young boys and girls and keep doing what you're doing in the community.
Awesome. And just one quick thing. We do have a preseason game coming up on April 17th at home at Shea Stadium in Highlands Ranch. And then after that, we kick off the season on May 1st. So there's some home games. We're looking for fans. Come hang out and watch some football.
Hang out and watch some football. Watch Brittany Hoots out there for the Denver Bandits. Brittany, we appreciate you. Thank you much.
Yes, thank you guys so much. Have a good night.
And Shea Stadium, by the way,
yeah,
it's a nice stadium. It's not too far away from Roxborough there in Highlands Ranch. So, yeah, man, was that April 17th? Preseason game?
Yeah, I'm there.
It's Denver Bandits football all year round. Well, how about this for football in the NFL draft? Mac Jones is going to the draft. Does he know something we don't? And where's Drew Lock going to watch the draft, or is he? That's next.